Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Understanding the difference in active investment and passive investment and why it's important to you. You know, active investment, this would be managed mutual funds. Passive investment would be unmanaged index funds. So, you know, when you have a managed mutual fund, the investment manager is making decisions on buying and selling stocks or other investments based on how they feel like those stocks will perform. So that fund is being actively managed. A passively managed fund, like an index fund, the managers aren't actually making their own purchase decisions to try to boost returns or reduce risks or anything like that. They're simply trying to mimic the underlying index. So if you have an S&P 500 fund, they're just trying to mimic the return of the S&P 500. So it's not actively managed. It's passive. There has been, over the last 10 years, a huge movement to index funds. And so, often I get asked, Jim, what do you like? Do you like managed mutual funds with active management? Or do you like passively managed index funds? Well, my answer would be, why not both? You know, there's a lot of options out there. Now, on the managed mutual fund side, I will say I think most managed funds are either mediocre or even poor. But there are some really great ones. Not funds that are shooting stars that have a one good year type thing, but that are good over long periods of time. However, most managers don't beat their indexes. So I would kind of equate it to being out on the lake in a boat. And let's say it's a sailboat. When the wind is at your back and you just raise your sail, and the boat will take you wherever you want to go. And that would be the analogy I would use for passive investing when markets are good. It's more like sailing. Now, rowing, though, is what if you're going into the wind and you have to actually row? You can't just raise your sail. Rowing is what you do to try to get performance in a choppy market. You know, when there's a bad, choppy market, you know, an index fund is they're not doing any kind of management to help balance risks and rewards in your portfolio. So from my vantage point, they both offer advantages and they both have disadvantages. You know, managed funds are usually higher in fees. They have greater tax ramifications. Index funds don't give you any management for choppy markets or for even taking advantage of opportunities. So, you know, they both have their advantages and disadvantages. We don't know what the next market's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be a raising bull market where we can just raise our sail. We don't know if we're going to be going against headwinds where we have to row. So to me, they both offer advantages. Why would we pick one or the other? In a good investment plan, I think that you should consider all of the best alternatives that you can get in the market today, especially publicly traded investments like mutual funds and ETFs, exchange traded funds, and index funds. So consider everything and make sure you have a very well-balanced and diversified investment plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.